As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Shan Sheridan. Hey, Shan.
Hey, good morning.
Appreciate the phone call this morning.
Hey, no problem.
How you doing this morning?
Well, other than battling some sinus, just been dealing with some allergies this weekend, and it's kind of caught up with me this morning.
Sound but, a little stuffy, that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little stopped up. I think it's just so dry.
Well, it's not. If you step outside now, it won't be too dry because it's starting to rain again, which we need.
Yeah, we got the rain going, so I'm hoping it's going to help with some of these allergies.
Yeah. First of all, your thoughts on the governor going to stage five?
I'm totally for it. I'm ready for it to be open up. I think many people are ready for the economy to open up. We've suffered way too much right now, so let's move forward. Let's get going. Let's open up.
Okay. Now, is there anything that's going to be important in when we do that? It's very important for you guys to think we need to do more than anything else?
Wash your hands and stay safe. Just be common sense.
Of course, people are going to ask you what common sense is, but that's...
Well, I mean, what your grandma told you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, to me, anybody that is not feeling well or has a fever should not go to work. They shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't be out in public. They should make sure they take care of themselves. They, you know, wash your hands. Not only wash your hands, but just other good hygiene recommendations that doctors give us all the time. So to me, it is about just having common sense and recognizing that if I'm not feeling well, I probably shouldn't be out and around other people. And, cover your face and mouth when you're sneezing or coughing. And those are the kind of things that we've told people for years. So hopefully we can get that in our head.
And especially the last 6 months, we've really been trying to beat it.
Yeah, no joke.
So how much is it going to change the economic development of this community? Do you think it's now going to get a little bit of a kickstart, or where do you think it's heading from now on for a little
while? Well, I think that a lot of damage has been done. You know, when you've got 20-some% of the businesses in Indiana that have closed, and we certainly have had our share as well. So, I mean, we're seeing the unfortunate, basically results of those decisions already made, and which those things are very difficult to deal with when you're dealing with not only this virus, but you're dealing with other issues, the livelihood issues of folks, and trying to keep them employment and trying to keep folks engaged in education. I mean, there's so many other things that are going on right now, and I just think that to answer your question, if it does help, I do believe it's going to help, but I don't know if it's too late.
The thing of it is also all the forecasts say that the winter is going to be a lot worse when you throw the flu in, and flu and coronavirus could be not a good combination for everybody.
The coronavirus is the flu. So I think we need to be reminded that it is a flu. It's a virus, just like the flu is a virus. So I think that we have to be reminded that every winter we deal with the same things. I will remind everyone again of all the projections that were made back in the earlier the year that 80,000 people were going to be dead in Indiana by Easter.
Yeah.
What was the number today?
I couldn't tell you. Got ours. I know what it is for ours, but that's, I have no idea total, to be honest with you.
Well, the number for Indiana, I think it's still under 4,000. Now, is it terrible that 4,000 people have died? Yes, absolutely. But again, I'm going to say that we're still looking at a situation that, every winter, every flu season, we have, these kind of numbers. So I just hope folks can recognize and realize that you don't want to catch the flu. Wash your hands, cover your face when you're coughing or sneezing, be commonsensical, and get back to work. Let's start producing things. Let's get our economy back opened up. Livelihoods matter as well, and I think sometimes we forget that, and all of this fear that has been the fear that has been cast upon our country and on this world, I think we forget about the livelihoods of people as well.
I guess, excuse me, then I guess it comes down to who do you want to believe?
Well, I think it comes down to who do you believe?
Who can you believe? That's right. Yeah, I saw something else this morning just didn't exactly set me up too well either, but that's, you know, saying that, you know, the coronavirus, which I agree with you, is the flu, but also it says you could also have it permanently the rest of your life now. Something from Fauci's office.
Well, there are many things like that. I mean, it's a horrible, any kind of disease, any kind of sickness that impacts people for a long time or for the rest of their life or actually kills them is a horrible thing. We don't want to see that happen. And again, I don't think anybody is wanting that, but we have to have common sense as well as we navigate through these kind of situations, and we don't you destroy the cure cannot be worse than the disease, and we've talked about that, and I think in some cases that has happened, and I think we just need to be cautious about those ongoing. I think we have a new respect for hygiene and a new respect for handling these kind of things because of all of this, and hopefully that's been the biggest thing that I hope we get out of this, is that we are more diligent in that regard, but we can't lose our mind. And I think that's the message that hope brings, is that we move forward and do things the right way as much as we possibly can, without just going and being in a cocoon and hunkering in fear. And I think I don't think that's good for anybody as well.
All right. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Hey, I keep on rocking. You guys do a great job. Music is always good, and we appreciate all the work that you guys do. And community continues to move forward and get through all this. We're going to be great in 2020. I heard someone the other day, they wanted to ask Congress if they could ask if we could move the calendar to 2021 to be October 1st. I don't know if that's going to happen.
You might get some bipartisan support on that.
I think the quicker we get out of 2020, the better it's going to be. So that may be a good supporting. You're right. You might get bipartisan support. Thank you guys for all you do. I appreciate it.
All right, Shane. Take care.
Have a great one.
You
all
too,
right,
man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Appreciate that. That's part of the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.